Jean-Philippe Champagne says the 47 Canadians who contracted a novel coronavirus on a cruise ship will receive tailored consular services while they remain hospitalized in Japan. A judge in Kitchener, Ontario, has declared parts of Canada's prostitution laws to be unconstitutional. Judge Thomas McKay's ruling is not binding because it's from a provincial court, so the law remains in effect. Two First Nations have signed an agreement with the federal and BC governments to protect the endangered southern mountain caribou herds. The number of caribou in BC has dropped over the last century from about 40,000 animals to about 15,000. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javesky.
Just Smith is a stupid name, it really is. Hey, here's the weather. What do you think? For Saturday, high of 4, mix of sun and cloud. For Sunday, high of 6 and sunny. Sun! Yay! But getting down a little minus 5 tonight, clear. Minus 1 in downtown right now, but the wind chill minus 8. Athanos is in the house. Wow, I can't believe I did that. And then we'll do the whole yapping and the yiddying and the whole ha-ha-ha and all the other fun stuff. Hey, it's 5:04 right now. Gunner here. Steel City Music on the Hawk. And you just heard some Athanos with the song Apartments. Did I say that right? Or did I say... Because you really enjoyed me saying Athanos in the house. And then wanting me now to like, every time you get introduced, I'm to read off your album credits like a surly old bugger. And
it's like some bands have opening music.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. Some bands have opening music. We're going to open just with you saying Athanos in the house. Athanos and then the first house. Note of the song.
I have a feeling if I did that, there's going to be just a lot of people standing around at a craft brewery with their beers going, I paid $12 for this to listen to this surly jerk. Put the band on. You know what I mean?
Well, the next gig's at a craft brewery, so I feel
you don't want me there.
Do you
want What's that? Where is it?
It's Furnace Room Brewery, February 28th.
Where's that?
It's in Georgetown.
Georgetown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you guys played Georgetown before?
No, first time.
I hear nothing but good things come out of Georgetown.
I've heard great things about this venue. We've got three shows there, actually.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I like Georgetown. Years ago, I had some radio students that were from Georgetown. And I said, well, what's in Georgetown? And the one girl said, well, you know, we all aspire to be Miss Chicken. And I'm like, I don't know what that okay. means. And apparently, there's a poultry pageant that goes on there, and then the big thing is you get to be Miss Chicken.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I need to be Miss Chicken.
Well, I know. I'm pretty sure it was like a Miss Chicken. Someone in Georgetown right now.
Do you get to wear, like, a chicken suit?
I think there's a sash.
With a crown?
I think there's a sash.
Oh, but I want a chicken suit.
Oh, well, we'll get you a suit, dude, if you win. Even if you don't win, we'll get you a chicken suit for the craft brewery show.
Well, I feel like we need to have Miss Chicken at the craft brewery.
Well, yeah. Well, we got to find out the current Miss Chicken.
I'd
have. You know what? I have to double-check my facts on that. But the girl that told me that, I said, there's nothing but cornfields there, so I just couldn't remember her name, so I just called her Cornfest for like 2 years. Yeah.
No.
But she came to my wedding, though. Randazzo, that was her name. Alyssa Randazzo. Great kid. Cornfest. I think she's getting married to Mike Alfano. And they were both, whatever. I'm reminiscing about corn and chicken and all the other stuff that you're going to be a part of in Georgetown on Feb 28th, which is really nice. Really? So tell me about Athanos. Am I saying that name correctly?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, is that a Jason? Can I get that microphone close to your face, sir? Awesome. Now, what's the genesis of Athanos? Why that name? And how does this band come about?
It's my middle name. So it's my grandfather's first name.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Greek. And for the longest time, I thought it was just a kind of a strange name. And then when I found out the meaning of it, I thought it went really well with a folk band. So Athanos in Greek means immortal.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds awesome.
But I'm saying Athanos.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say it, then?
You have it correct. I did it incorrectly.
Yeah, you said Athanos.
I'm so used to hearing it say Athanos because that's what everybody calls it. You're the first one to do it correctly.
Oh. I thought it was Athanos, so.
Yeah, no. Athanos, technically.
Stop for a second. It's 5:06 right now. Ailish just said she said something wrong. But off mic chirps me. If I say her name wrong.
I wasn't chirping you.
You were chirping. You had the look of chirpiness about you because even he was backing me in the play going, don't call her Billie Eilish, man. Just don't do it. And I'm like, why would you
even tell me that?
Because now it's going to be stuck in my head. And I'm going to be like, oh, well, you know Billie Eilish. You know, she's with us right now. No, it's Eilish, right?
It's Eilish, like Delish.
Like Delish.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Like
see?
That.
I got it.
You got it.
Okay,
I'm proud
all right.
of you.
Well, okay. I mean, two good things I've done today. You know, I made coffee and, you know, now I got your name correct. But you're going to be at Georgetown on February 28th. When did you guys start on with this band? Like, how did it all start with you two? And
well, they just started as folk songs that I was writing myself.
Yeah. Were you in a previous band and then did folk, or?
Yeah, well, I was in a younger version of sort of like what you do in your youth, which is
look at this guy.
Sort of mirror like whatever you hear. So I played like in an emo band, as you can tell by the neck tattoo that everybody else can't see. But it was in an emo band, and
what people can't have neck tattoos.
No. But the point
they have to be in an emo band to get a neck tattoo.
No, but the point is as I got older, I was like, I do not want that to be a total reflection of my entire music ability. So then I was like, I'm going to write adult songs now.
Oh my God, you just crapped on emo music.
I'm the first one to crap on emo music.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Hey,
it's
that's
not
like my childhood right
it's
there.
It's not like I...
But I'm just saying, like, so that we... That's sort of where it all came from.
Right.
I wrote these folk songs the whole time
right.
while I was playing, like, younger music, right?
But
when
it
you play as a youth.
But it just didn't fit into the genre that you were doing.
Yeah, it just didn't fit in.
But folk music is emotional, too, and it does emote. So.
It's actually the origins of emo, technically, because Bright Eyes is one of the first ones, and they're really a folk band. But it's the whole early 2000s scene that really sort of adopted that name. They sort of took it.
Well, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have these folk songs. That period of your life ends. You're no longer in this band, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, well, I got this.
Yeah, and I really wanted to see if I could put together a record that sounded – more adult and more to what I thought my musical capabilities was. Because I play emo, but I didn't play it well either. So we have all these records of me when I was younger. And as I got older, I put a little time between them. I was like, I think I can write a really good record.
Right.
And that's what the goal of this whole project was.
How long was the time period for you to do something like that?
Almost 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, quite a long time. Yeah.
Was it just like work and then other things come up, like life and other things?
I went
to school.
Yeah, I went to school and put some time between that period of my life when I really tried to make sort of like, I think a lot of musicians go through that. When they're in high school and when they just get out of high school, they play a lot of shows and they really put a lot of time and effort into it. And most of us sort of move on to something else, right?
Having said that, when you were younger and just seeing a lot of bands do that when they're younger, was there any thoughts of, I got to do this now to get a record deal or I won't have any more time?
Yeah, I don't know if the goal was to get a record deal, but I think the goal was I got to do it now to do the best that I can at it because, I don't know, it's a silly thing to say, but you're like, I can only be successful when I'm young at this. Like, only when I'm in my late teens, early 20s, am I ever going to have any success with it? And that's that you sort of put yourself in this pressure cooker.
It
doesn't mean that you're at your best at that time. I certainly was terrible.
Right. But, I mean, as you get older, you realize certain things, you get better at it, and then you have a better grasp of everything, right?
Yeah, and as I got better, I was like, I think I could actually put something out that's really reflective of being a quality product, like being a really good songs, and I'm not young anymore, but I was like, I'm still going to do this.
Was it bugging you that you weren't doing it at that time, or I got to do this?
Like, I think what was bugging me was that the only thing available for, because we live in an internet age and everything's searchable.
Sure.
And so the only thing available of my musical talents was when I was a kid.
Right.
And I wasn't proud of those as my
ability. Like looking at old photos of yourself going, I'm not looking at my best on that one.
I think it's worse than that.
Yeah. Was it?
I feel like you feel worse about it because it's, for me, I'm singing, so it's my voice, right? And this is something creative that you put together.
Right.
So you're like, it's not a bad haircut that somebody else gave you or that was a trend. You're just like,
this is
my voice.
You said that.
And this is like my whole being.
That's so funny you said that because a friend of mine, Mike Troublecock, when the Killjoys albums back in the day to me, he says, "What do you think?" I go, "Kind of feels like a new haircut." when you're like,
I don't know.
Maybe. I have to wait 2 days and see how it grows.
I'm going to try this on, but
I might have to play this a couple more times. And then, then I got into it, right? But it kind of feels like a new haircut. And then he used it as a quote. It's like, you didn't have to do that. Now it's kind of like, it makes me kind of sound like a jerk for saying that. But, So now this band gets together, right? And how do you two hitch up? Ailish, what's the deal? How do you guys meet?
So Jason had this really great opportunity to open for Hermitage Green, which is a great band out of Ireland. They're amazing. Hermitage Green, check them out.
Okay.
And I think you got like a week's notice, 2 weeks' notice?
Yeah, we had like a week's notice. They hadn't picked a headliner yet, and they were doing their first headlining tour. They're doing their first headlining tour, and they're playing at Maxwell's. And we played at Maxwell's once before in Waterloo, and they called me like a week before, and they're like, hey, can you do this show? They need an opener. They looked through all the list, and they picked you guys.
Oh, that's good.
So I call all the members super excited, and everybody's busy.
Yeah, because it was so like...
I was like, of course.
Last minute. And I get a random Instagram message from Jason, like, hey, you want to play a gig in 3 days? And I'm like...
Did he say it like that?
He was unloading
a truck?
Way more.
That's
just my impression of him, which is like not even close to your actual voice.
It's so terrible because she says that to other people, and then when they meet you, they go, he doesn't sound like that.
But so I got a random message, and I was like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So Jason came over, and we had one rehearsal just with his acoustic, and then...
Yeah, brought over the acoustic. We went through the songs, maybe each of them twice.
Yeah.
Right.
And then 2 days from that was the show.
Yeah, and it went well, and then a week later, Jason kind of asked me, hey, do you want to join? And I was like, yeah. So that's it.
That was it, eh?
That was it. And the violin and viola that she plays add such a nice character for this style of music.
Sure.
And we did the show. We didn't have those pieces in the songs before because we didn't have that player.
That's right, yeah.
So she came over, did the harmonies, and said, I play these instruments. Can we add them? Mm-hmm. We did it. It sounded awesome. It sounded so good. And I was like, this makes so much sense for this style.
Right. Oh, no, that's good, man. Hey, it's about 5:15 in Cheech right now. Gunnar here, Steel City Music on the Hawk. Athenos is here. I'm not saying in the the house, by the way. I already did that once. I don't look like anymore like an idiot. But you guys going to perform for us in a little bit?
Yeah.
And we're going to play a song right now. I'll spin another one. Give you guys time to tune up, that sort of thing, and feel more comfortable. I'm going to play Kicks, and then you guys are going to play Wolves acoustically, and then I'll play something else on the way out, okay? Here's Kicks. Tell me a little bit about it.
I'm sure a lot of people know the Joe Rogan podcast. Well, he had a podcast.
Who?
Joe Rogan, JRE. Gigantic star, biggest podcast in the world. But anyway, so the Fear Factor guy, right?
I like how he's just like, really? You don't know who Joe Rogan is?
Yeah. Well, I can only.
So I know what you're doing tonight. So yeah. You're going to go listen to the podcast.
Whatever.
Of course you know who Joe Rogan is. Everybody knows who he is. So he has an episode where he talks to Bill Burr, and he's talking about when he was doing Taekwondo and how he would wake up throwing kicks in the night. And Bill Burr just laughs and says, "This sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song." And then they start singing "Kicks in the Night." And I had my guitar. I was just messing around. And I was like, you know what? This is great. And Danielle, my wife, was like, you know, that actually doesn't sound that bad. So that I made this song just for kicks.
I'm so glad you called it Kicks and not Joe Rogan and Bill Burr. I like that.
That felt like it would have been a better searchable term for me.
You might have got some more hits, maybe sell a few more. We can always change the name in the future.
It's a hashtag.
Well, there you go. Here's Kicks for you right now here on Steel City Music. Exciting. It's your song, and no one told me that it was ending. Thanks, Jay. Thanks a lot.
Got to keep you on your feet.
Well, I guess so. Hey, folks, it's 520 right now. Gunner here on Steel City Music on The Hawk. And you just heard Athanos with the song Kicks. And it's Ailish and it's Jason. We're hanging out. We're joking. We're talking about funny stuff that's going on with their careers and where they're playing and yada, yada, yiddy and all the other stuff. And they're going to perform a song for us right now. And it's, the track is called Wolves. Tell me about it.
So this is the first single off the new EP, and it's a story song like basically all of our songs are. This one happens to be a really cool story. During World War I, there was a truce between Russia and Germany for a brief period of time because there were so many wolves on the battlefield that they were killing all the soldiers. So they called a truce to actually kill all the wolves. And that's what I wrote this song about.
Really?
It's a real story, yeah.
So cool.
See, but yeah, but
New York Times did an article on it.
Did they really? Because now I'm looking at him like, he might have made that up.
I'm not.
No. I'm going to have to, like, you know.
It sounds like a fake story. It's one of those stories, because World War I was obviously such a long war and so many things happened, there's a lot of weird little stories that people don't hear about. And
well,
I just came across this one.
We didn't have the technology they had at that time to document everything, so it's in the New York Times. That's where you read this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm on that. I'm Googling that for sure later on tonight.
I've had a lot of people fact-check me when we released the promo for it, and it mentioned that so many people were like, I don't think that this happened, this and that.
Well, yeah,
and they started all fact-checking, and they're like, oh, yeah, I guess, sorry.
But then when you really think about it, that's actually quite possible, you know?
It makes a lot of sense. If you think about it, you've got no man's land between the two trenches where there's a ton of people dying. There's a bunch of soldiers there that are injured.
Sure.
These are predators.
Yeah.
And they're predators of opportunity.
And didn't they make a super pack? Too.
That's what it's called. Like, that's what a super pack is a giant pack of wolves.
Yeah. So
in and of itself, that's the name of it, which is kind of badass.
Okay, I like how you go from like emo to like folk, right? And now it's like high intelligent music. Not that emo wasn't, but you know, I like the direction that you're going.
Wolves and folk go well together.
Wolves and folk. All right, here's Wolves from Athanos right now here on Steel City Music.
Dirty feet with the right light would reflect back to you all the things in your life. And it wasn't this light that started the war. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. And the war covered their eyes when the water runs high. When the water runs high, when the rising tide raises all ships. Except for the ones that were sinking with it. And stars shine like eyes that never grow. Oh, the faces of ones that'll never come home. When the wolves covered their eyes. When the water runs high. When the water runs high. Who knew that dirty fiddle with the right light would reflect back to you all the things in your life? And it wasn't this light that started the war. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. in the wolves covered their eyes. When the water runs high, when the water runs high.
That's great.
Hey, thanks.
Very nice.
I like the
acoustic version of that song.
Thank
it sounds
you.
Awesome. Is that something you guys do regularly in like cafes or like little sideshows like that?
Yeah, especially for like brewery gigs and that type of
right.
stuff. It's really good for that type of atmosphere. You can't always have the full band.
Yeah.
No, I guess you can't. But you're going to have the full band on February 28th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so. We will. We will actually be doing two sets. So we're going to have an acoustic set with some surprise covers and a couple of the songs like Wolves that work really well acoustically. And then we'll have a full band set afterwards.
Right. You showed me earlier when we were just yapping around like 4:30 and you said, hey, there's a new cover. You know, for the album, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We've got a new EP coming out. Comes out at the end of April, and we've got two singles that'll be releasing. So Wolves is out now. Kicks, which we just heard, is going to come out in March. And then the EP, the full EP, will be out in, at the end of April. We've got an EP release party at Mills on May 1st. That's Mills Hardware.
Yeah, Mills Hardware on the Friday, May 1st, which is great. And then you're back at the Furnace Room again, the brewery out in Halton Hills.
Yeah, we'll be there three times this summer.
How do you go about the bookings? Are you in charge of that?
Yeah. So we pick venues that we think are interesting or have a great environment or play bands similar to us, and then we just email them.
Yeah, and so you're still self-contained that way. You haven't.
Yeah. Have we
you
get thought, some calls.
Yeah, but have you done the agent route, like looking for an agent to take care of?
I haven't
of
taken any look at that. No, not yet.
You're not.
I feel like you sort
it?
Of have to have more. The thing is until venues are really begging you to play, the agents aren't super interested in it.
Right. Right. No, I could see people wanting to book your band.
We do get quite a few calls, but it's just we're one level below. So hopefully
we'll get there
soon.
Really? I don't know. I don't think you're a level below. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit.
Flattering.
No, but
Thank
I don't think
you.
You're giving yourself enough credit for what you guys are doing right now, right? Cuz to me it's a very accessible and very sellable product that you guys are doing.
That's kind
it,
of
it
you
fits.
Say, I appreciate
it does fit in a lot of different venues you guys can play, like especially here in Hamilton, you guys will fit in like from the pubs to the Casbah to the St. Hollywood to the Corktown.
Yeah, which and is nice about this music because it hits a couple different genres.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. But you guys must also have a circle of bands that are similar to you that you do play with that would complement each other for doing like a little tour.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
It's building those relationships. Like, for instance, Hermitage Green, we did open for them, like we were just saying.
Well, you were saying
and
earlier,
they've called us back to open for them again. We just haven't released the date yet.
Yeah. But you're going as far as North Bay and Kingston, those kind of shows as well.
Yep.
Are you not?
Yeah.
So tell me about the what is it? North Bay was like the Raven and something. What was it again?
Oh,
yeah, the Raven
Republic.
Republic. What's that all about?
That's my hometown where I grew up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a homecoming in that regard.
Oh, Jesus. That just sounds like a drunk fest.
It will be.
Did you hear the way he just looked at me and went, hometown, and, I don't want to talk about it because I'm going to get wasted. You know,
I think it's going to be fun. It's one of those shows that you look forward to, right?
Right. But that takes you guys right into going into the summer months. That must be hard for both of you because I know, Ailish, you play with other people as well.
Yeah, I do.
For scheduling, you know, for the whole festival circuit, you guys seem would fit in a folk festival circuit pretty well.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear back from a few, but scheduling is exactly the hardest thing, especially for acts that are just kind of starting out. All the members are doing different things. They either play in other bands or they've got other careers, and that becomes the biggest challenge.
Right, and that's why we have a couple, like the one guy on the side, we can't remember his name, Dan! Dan, who I thought was playing piano, but it's actually a slide guitar.
Slide guitar,
appreciate having subs, that's for sure.
Well, it makes you be able to pull off some shows and comparable
people. It's always nice to have everybody.
Well, you want your core, whoever
you
like.
Of course,
because we all gel
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Six of you in a band in a van? I don't know.
The most we've done, I think, is with five of us.
But, it still smells to me. I'm sorry.
It's a van. It's supposed to smell.
Yeah.
No.
It's part of the romance.
No, that's... Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yeah.
Really?
Away from us.
Yeah.
Buddy, I used
we
to tour...
an illusion.
I used to tour all the time. You're not selling this on
you
me.
You need to go through the slog, though.
No, you don't. Yeah. You go right to the bus in the hotel room. The slog is for other people.
Hey, if you can get that for us,
means. Now it's me. I got to get it for you.
I know some guys who tell us, you guys been in a lot of venues. You get any calls? I think I can get you some calls.
Are you selling yourself to
No, but what
us,
I'm saying
like,
is...
Do you got the connections, my dude?
Ailish, what I'm saying is that you guys are like... I see it as a very accessible, bookable band.
Thank you so much.
That can actually play from universities to colleges in certain aspects, and also from coffee houses to like the 30-something theaters where
makes a lot.
Like, there's like a lot of ways that you guys could be playing that sort of thing. But it's just kind of frustrating because most bands like yourself, because of outside influences, like you said, well, this one's in this band, and I have a job in the IT department over here, and blah 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 blah. You know, so it's kind of like that thing. So that's why I brought up the whole agent thing, where it's kind of like, okay, well, maybe there's someone out there that is in that field of booking you guys that goes, you know what, I hear something, and I think Gunnar's right. Let's get them to put another EP out, maybe a couple of videos, and throw them out west with Estella.
Yeah.
Which would be amazing.
I miss Liz.
Right away I thought, you know, there's someone that you could play with.
And I'll be doing double duty there.
Well, yeah, so that's double the pay. I look at it that
there
way.
There you go.
All information for Athanos Band is at, and the spelling, folks, is athanasetheband.com. You can go to their Facebook group, and you have Instagram. And all the other fun stuff, the links, it goes right to their Spotify. You can play some of the tunes as well. And there you go. Any other shows that we need to tell people about?
Not show, but we have a music video.
Oh, no.
When
did this go down?
When did it go down?
Yeah, last when did you
month?
Shoot it?
Last month?
Yeah, last month.
Last month.
With Brandon Canning.
Oh, okay. And and what? Why him? And
he's done all the promo videos from the beginning. He's extremely talented. You can see on the Instagram stuff. We did this thing where we would put out a little... Nah, like 30-second promo video for each song, sort of give an idea what the song is about. And when it came time to do a full music video, we picked him.
He's really good.
And the music video is fantastic. It covers a lot of the subject we were talking about in terms of the song.
And with having said all of those things, is it with you guys in your finances? Is it affordable for you guys to do videos? Because some bands can't.
It's expensive. I mean, you make it work.
But it's worth it because, I mean, if you're not doing music videos, no one's going to take you seriously.
And it kind of comes back to what you were saying about booking, right?
We really want to have a good product, right? And that's part of the product.
It's part of your EPK package the visual, that sort of stuff. And because it's so shareable, we've had that conversation before here with other bands and people. And it's like, well, I spend too much money on the LP. It's like,
that's a super common problem. You have to leave some money for marketing. Marketing is so important, but if you record this great product and it sounds fantastic and it's the love of your life and you're so proud of it, but then nobody hears it or you can't put it in front of people. Marketing is kind of a dirty word when you're talking about arts, but it's not because
really
you want people to see what you created.
Right. And it's also, it's a weird thing for me to say, but it's true. A lot of people are just doing them on their iPhones.
Yeah.
And they're working to an extent, and it's very shareable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Because this is more of a high concept song, we had a specific idea that we were trying to create, which wouldn't have worked. But the next couple, they're a little lower in that range.
Well, it sounds like when you talk about your music and the product of this band, you really do go through all the motions of making sure you're checking off the right boxes on. That it's true to what you're doing, because even down to what you showed me that picture, you said, "Yeah, this is had an artist did this for me." You know, this represents everything.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we're very interested in producing stuff that's very high quality and very as professional as we can manage. And I guess that's a testament to the seriousness that we take.
Well, it's just because you want it to reflect. Right? The product you're trying to create. So if the song's about something, you try to service the art, right? And if it takes a little more money to service it, then fine. Yeah. Or if it can be serviced just as well with an iPhone video, then that's also fine. It's whatever services the piece so that you look back on it and you go, yeah, I'm proud of what I put out.
You know, Jason, it sounds like you learned a lot from your earlier years doing that other band. because you're honestly talking like I learned something what not to do and what to do, you know, at this point. So that does it actually does your new band a service.
I think so. Yeah. It's nice of you to say that.
Cool. Shores, we're going to go out on that one.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
So this isn't a half acoustic, half rock song. It gets a little bit bigger at the end.
Bruce Springsteen influenced.
Not so much. It's one of our prettier songs. We get a lot of compliments on the harmonies on this one. It tells a story. So if you follow along, you'll hear it.
Excellent. Thank you for showing up, guys. Thanks for not punching me, Ailish, for God's sakes.
I would never. Thank you for having
us. All right. Make sure you guys check out their website for more shows in the Southern Ontario area. Here's Shores for you right now here on Steel City Music.
True, then you're as kind as you call. The bringer of adventure, the taker of souls. And if none of it's true, then there's still one thing I know. Street lights will block out the stars in the sky, but we'll keep them safe, they're alive. Storm. would reflect back to you all the things in your life. And it wasn't this light that started the war. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. Oh, the brave that were here, they're not here anymore. And war covered their eyes. When the water runs high, water runs a poor boy. Just
On the FM dial since 99, CIOY, 101.5 FM.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the barricades on rail lines has led to a situation that's unacceptable and untenable. Speaking in Ottawa today, Trudeau says that after 2 weeks, the barricades have to come down. A hereditary chief is promising that his people will enter into negotiations with the federal and BC governments after all RCMP officers leave Wet'suwet'en territory and work on the Coastal GasLink pipeline is halted. Chief Wass of Grizzly House spoke after meeting with Mohawk allies in Ontario. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney is scoffing at a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed by dozens of Nobel Prize winners urging him to deny approval to the massive oil sands project in Alberta. Kenney told reporters in Calgary that he suspects that the signatories don't realize how environmentally sound the Teck Resources project is. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have abandoned plans to use the Sussex Royal brand after they step back from royal duties. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javeski.
All right, thank you, Emily. Let's check with the hot weather for 6 o'clock on a fine, fine Hamilton night. For Saturday, 4 degrees.